Our guest in the cafe with us again, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, briefly, since our conversation with Tim, it's been announced that the A&M Commerce football team will play at Tarleton State at 1:30 Saturday in the first round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. And the Lone Star Conference volleyball tournament will be played this week at the A&M Commerce Fieldhouse. It starts Thursday with four games, including the Lions playing Texas Woman's University or Lubbock Christian at 7:30 Thursday evening, continues Friday evening, and concludes with a championship game at 3:30 Saturday. So basketball starting up, and the first thing I noticed, and I knew this was coming, but I'd somehow just the impact of it wasn't there until I looked at it in print. I looked at the predicted finish of the basketball teams. Man, that's a long list of teams in the Lone Star Conference this year.
It is a little bit daunting, you know, and what's interesting about our new mega conference is it's actually in some ways streamlined our travel. It hadn't reduced our travel budget any, but it streamlined it. So in other words, I hate the fact that we only play, as an example, Tarleton and Dallas Baptist, two close schools once, because they're in a different pod. But I like the fact that the only time we have to go home and home is within our own pod, which is UT Tyler, Midwestern State, Oklahoma Christian, Arkansas, Fort Smith, and Cameron. So, well, Midwestern and Cameron are together, Oklahoma Christian and Fort Smith are together, and then us and Tyler are travel partners. And then in those other two pods, you only go home or away. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we'll host this year WT in Eastern New Mexico, but we don't go there
right
during the regular season. So it's interesting. I think it's a chance to form some new rivalries for our kids to see some new campuses. So you look at, you're right. I did the same thing. I looked at that preseason list and I'm like, wow, they had to do it in two columns. it doesn't even fit on a traditional piece of paper. And the other good news about that is we're both in the top four. So you didn't have to go very far down to see the Lions.
That's right. So when you say, well, we're third or we're fourth, you think, well, that's pretty good. But when you look at it in that whole list, that's very very high on the list.
It is, because if you think about it, you basically just align two, especially in basketball. Football, it didn't affect because there wasn't football in the Heartland.
Yeah.
But by taking those Heartland schools and absorbing them into the Lone Star, you've now reduced our region to only two conferences in the sport of basketball. It's only the RMAC and the Lone Star. Mm-hmm. So if you're third or fourth in our conference, there's a pretty good chance you're probably good enough to be in postseason.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting to see that, and it's nice. I don't want to go through the whole list of all the new teams, but Dallas Baptist is new.
St. Edwards, St. Mary. So you get that Austin, San Antonio. Yeah. We got a few Lions down in that neck of the woods, and so it'll be fun to see them.
Just very briefly, Tarleton State leaving the Lone Star Conference and moving up to Division I.
Certainly. You know, just when you think we have scheduling figured out and all these schedules done through 2022, and especially was excited about our football schedule with the alliance with the GNAC next year, scheduling alliance to guarantee us some non-conference games. And then, like you said, they made the decision they felt like was best for them. I don't know how that will impact. You know, I think it's very dangerous in this part of the country to not have a dedicated guaranteed future for your football program, but that wasn't our decision. So we will what does make a huge challenge for us, especially in the football scheduling piece, we're scheduled to play Tarleton week six each of the next 2 years, and that's a very hard week to replace a conference
middle of the season.
And so there are a few options there, and diligently, actually the rest of this week my focus is on solidifying our 20 and 21 football schedules.
Gosh, yeah,
it's chess, not checkers.
Yeah, understood. We're almost out of time, but I see progressing there on the new locker room at the stadium.
Really excited about that. Not moving along at the AD's preferred pace, because I would like the kids to already be in it, but with some of the crazy weather we had this fall and you know, with construction projects as we know on this campus, I won't bring up the big building facing Highway 24, because we all know that's still in the works, but no project seems to go quite as quick as any of us want it. But when it does open, hopefully here right before Christmas, and you know, the kids will enjoy it in the spring and be very, very good for recruiting, football recruiting in January. And that's really just the first of our next wave of capital projects. We're engaged with Populous Sports Architects. They've got a Dallas storefront now, Dallas office. And we're very excited because they're helping us shape the next 5 years of our athletic facility footprint, talking about the event center, talking about, you know, do we relocate the track? What do we do on the Memorial Stadium footprint? What happens when we do eventually have a special event center? What happens to the field house? How do we use that and repurpose it and make the athletic footprint right? Obviously, without sacrificing any parking for students, faculty, staff listening to this, we will never, if we repurpose parking, we will always replenish it. So very, very exciting times to be talking about what we can do within the framework of continued advanced line athletics. Because my final point on that, we played in two brand new football stadiums in this conference this year at Tarleton and West Texas. Yeah. Our kids saw it, our coaches saw it, I saw it. So we all know we have the target on our back from the recent success we've had. So we can't just keep resting on our laurels. We've got to continue to build and improve and provide that best-in-class experience.
Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.